Sadie, do you mind?
One more point. I'll get up on the other resolutions points. But the $750 million in loans that we have outstanding back to us, just one line here in the report, you mentioned the figure of, I think, $150 has been lent to the Rubicon Group. Can you tell us a bit more about where all those other loans are and your total debt figures? I mean, I have to find this, it's dizzyingly confusing in terms of understanding your finances. What is, across all your assets, what's your total debt? Macquarie's saying they're $120 to $150 bill. What's your total debt right across the assets? And actually, how many funds are there? I mean, I just can't keep up. There seems to be 20 or 30 funds. How many funds are there? What's the total debt? And can you tell us more about these loans that are due back to us at some point?
Okay, thanks, Steve. Good, very good question. Let me just say that the board and the new management team is tasked to address this. It's a very significant issue. We're getting investor confidence back in our management, in our managed funds, and seeing them perform back to NTA and above is very, very important to us. And there's a huge amount of effort that will be going into achieving that as well as driving our business going forward. We can't have one without the other, but we clearly can't have the lack of investor confidence in our managed funds businesses without that impacting psychologically on our ability to raise future capital. So they're very important questions. I guess with respect to the total debt, let me just, I don't want to black box things here because David clearly articulated we're not black box, but there's a very big difference between on-balance sheet debt and off-balance sheet debt. The off-balance sheet debt for our businesses is that part of the debt involved in all of our ownership transactions where there is no recourse other than to the asset by the bank lenders. Now, that will represent anything between 50 and up to 95% of the total acquisition cost, depending on the long-term nature of the lease and the bank's view as to the residual value of those assets. That is, however, knows it in the accounts, because under AFRIS rules, we do bring it on balance sheet, but we do note that that is non-recourse. Separate from that, the true debt on our balance sheet is the sum of our total working capital facilities with a number of syndicated banks and our sub-debt. Now, that figure is just on $1 billion, and that's a come-and-go facility, and our gearing ratios, therefore, on balance sheet fluctuate between about 40 and 55%, depending on how drawn we are. So in terms of gearing, I just want you all to understand there is a vast difference between the on-balance sheet gearing, when there is recourse from the banks to our balance sheet, and that figure's in the 40 to 55% range, as I said, depending on how drawn we are under the debt facilities, and the off-balance sheet nature. So the total debt, Chris, I don't have the figures in front of me, but have you got the answers there, mate? Yeah. On a gross basis, just to answer Stephen's question. $8 billion, of which $1 billion is on balance sheet, i.e. full recourse, and $7 billion is non-recourse. Okay. Thanks for those questions. I mean, it is an important issue, and I just want to make everyone to understand that this is a critical and important element to David and Michael Stefanowski's task in carrying out the improvement of the satellite fund we've created. And please be assured that ALCO taking control of AEP, ALCO coming out and saying we're reviewing what we're doing with Record Realty, ALCO undertaking to review NACS, ALCO undertaking to examine every one of our satellite funds, they're not empty promises, they're real promises, because it's important that there's a balance between both us as a parent company and the satellite fund. Are there any other questions left?